Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. That is the foursome. We got Scott Abraham from ABC7 joining us. Coming up at 9 o'clock, but joining us right now,
hold on, you gotta,
good friend
you gotta,
of the show.
You got to address the intro song.
Yeah.
You have to address it.
Because his intro song used to be different.
Crank it up. Let me hear this. Let it breathe. Anyway, it's Charlie Casserly.
It's an unbelievable song.
Three-time Super Bowl champion, of course, here in Washington.
It's the most unique intro song in the history
it's
of radio.
It's kind of tugging at my heartstrings a little bit.
I mean, Charlie, what's going on?
Yeah, what happened to the Drifters?
Well, we let them drift.
Okay. Yeah, he's drifted away from them, obviously.
Well, I think this song is, I always thought it, I tried to do what was in this song is help other people. So it's been kind of the mission of my life is help other people. But hey,
you know, that
before
is
we
true.
Hey, I got one question for you now.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the only question anybody could ever ask and understand it in this city.
Yeah.
Bigger now, Saturday night or Monday?
That's a good question.
Well, inauguration.
The inauguration.
Oh, in this city? Oh,
it's Saturday night. Saturday night's bigger.
Yeah.
Saturday. I know it is.
It is massive.
In my world, it's way bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Monday also the Notre Dame game?
Charlie.
Yeah. What about college football national championship? That's pretty big.
Sleeping on MLK Day.
I will say this, Charlie. The inauguration, there's going to be a million people in this city, and we're working on Monday. Right?
What a nightmare.
We're going to be in the city. We're not that far from the Capitol.
And I know where you are.
It might be a nightmare getting out of the city
might
on Monday. I'm not looking forward to that.
Good luck.
Exactly. We're going to need it.
Bring the pillow.
Charlie, I might be stuck here.
Yeah. You know, you were here when people were, I mean, it was just unbelievable. We've been trying to recreate that era. And we were talking about it earlier. I know I've got a Jaden Daniels jersey, and I'm scared to wear it because of jinxes and stuff. That's my own brain. But like, I'm now proud to wear the gear. I don't really like the name. I'm not asking you to comment on it, but whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm proud to wear the gear again. And literally, Charlie, and I know I'm not the only one, for 20 some years, I got some great stuff too. Great stuff.
Yeah.
And I just was embarrassed to wear it. And I can't even really answer why. I think because we just lost all the time. It was just kind of humiliating. Yeah. And now, Charlie, people wear the gear, even though I'm not asking you to comment on it. They don't really love the name, but they love the gear, and they're talking about it. Everyone's talking about it. I'm in the nursing home visiting my mom, a rehab center, and they're all watching the football. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. No, I get it. I mean, you all know what it was like when it was the same way, and I'm glad it's back that way. You know, they used to say that the government was more efficient when we won and not as efficient when we lost.
Right.
I think, well, of course, they're all work from home now, so I don't know what you say about that. But
right.
I was in a lot of government buildings, and they're all Redskin fans, or right. Washington fans, or whatever.
Right.
So the police, hey, right. you want a parking spot? Hey, you're going to get a good one when you're winning.
Right.
So, it's great for the city, and, I think it obviously it started with the change in ownership. I think they could have named anybody, though Josh Harris is doing a good job, and they would have been excited. Okay, and I think Quinn's greatest asset as a coach is the single most important thing you have to do. I know him very well, is building a culture, okay, and getting players to play hard. You know, when you watch him on television, the two things that jump out on television is, number one, they play hard.
Uh-huh.
They play their butts off, okay? I don't think they're not as good as their win total. Okay, and maybe they'll take a step back on wins as they build the program like the Vikings did a little bit. But they play hard.
Right.
And the quarterback, this guy might be Mahomes.
Okay? Look at that!
This guy might
look at
be
that!
Mahomes.
Love that call.
A faster Mahomes.
What's that?
A faster Mahomes.
Well, he's faster than Mahomes.
Yeah.
But this guy's got an uncanny knack with 2 minutes to go.
Right.
So he really does.
I told these guys, and listen, part of it is a little shtick. I'm doing a radio show, whatever. But yeah. I, like right away, I'm like, this guy's going to be great. He's going to be one of the greatest of his generation. Now, you never know with injury and, things can happen. But if things stay, like this kid, if he stays healthy and keeps his head on straight, which there's no reason to think he won't, his future is unbelievable.
But Charlie, I was also mocked when after the first 9 or 10 games, I pointed out to half of the room that Jaden's stats were better than Patrick Mahomes. He was having a better 9 or 10 game stretch than Mahomes, and I was laughed. I was mocked.
No, because that's not what you said.
There was mockery going on.
You said he was better than Mahomes. You didn't say he's having his stats were better.
I think he was saying statistically.
No, I don't think so. That's why we jumped all over him.
That's when he backed down.
So Charlie,
bit.
Guy. I mean, don't you agree? This guy. I actually said I think he's going to end up a Hall of Famer.
Well, I'm not ready to put him in the Hall of Fame here yet. The guy's like an excellent passer. Every stuff I hear is the work habits are good.
Yeah.
The offense is different than Kansas City. Kansas City is based on throwing the ball and not the quarterback running. Mm-hmm. Mahomes makes plays. This offense has a lot of runs in it, okay, which makes it hard to defend because you only have a week to defend it. I worry about, will this guy get banged up and hurt?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's because they need him to run the ball.
Right.
Mahomes, they don't need Mahomes to run the ball. Okay? And that's how I see the two offenses different. So we just got to hope that this guy doesn't get banged up to the point where, he's not the same quarterback. So.
Right.
So, Charlie, we've talked about this a lot this season, but last year Washington was 4-13. Terrible coaching staff. They knew they were done. Quarterback situation was dreadful. And now this year, you flip the script, and if they win Saturday night, they're 14-5. So they went from 4-13 to possibly 14-5. I look back at Houston the year before they drafted Stroud. They were 3-13-1. And then Stroud's rookie year, they go 10-7. They lose to Baltimore in the divisional championship. So, but I kind of think this is a better turnaround. Have you ever seen a turnaround, a one-year turnaround like this?
I don't know. You might have to look it up.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy.
A better turnaround than this for this many wins.
Yeah,
on this kind of a situation. I think that I think they play hard. I think their record is probably better than what their talent is, but that's coaching, mm-hmm. and that's always good. You always want to have a better record than the talent. Okay, so I think as they process through this, we'll see how that goes. But Quinn knows what he's doing. He's a good coach.
Mm-hmm.
And they overhauled the roster. They're doing a good job placing the players. And we all knew they've got some offensive players that are legit.
Mm-hmm.
So, running back and wide receiver and quarterback, those guys can play for anybody. So that's a positive right there.
How do you say you know Quinn very well? Can you give us some background? How do you know DQ so well?
Well, I do a lot of work with development coaches and general managers, which is confidential.
Uh-huh.
But I've known him since he was at Seattle.
Uh-huh.
And he was, He couldn't come to one of our seminars, so I kind of reached out to him on one of my trips for working for television, and we just developed a relationship. And I've kept in touch with him all the way. And the last couple of years, he took himself out of jobs. He could have had jobs, but he just got to the point that this is the year I want to take a job, and it worked out for both teams. Washington got a good selection, and he got a good situation where he's got the GM in lockstep with him, and he's got an owner that is committed to winning. Once you got the three of them in that direction with patience, you're going to be successful. And, of course, they hit the quarterback right away, which that was huge.
Joined by Charlie Casserly, three-time Super Bowl champion, was GM for the Washington Redskins back in the day. You talked a little bit earlier about what it was like in town when this team was winning back when you were the GM of the team. Have you noticed it building here? Because we've talked about it. And how long do you think it takes? The stadium still will be infiltrated by opposing fans. That wasn't the case when you were the GM.
Right,
how long do you think it takes to get to the point where Northwest Stadium is full of just Commanders fans?
I don't know if we'll ever see that again because of the way tickets are sold.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We had RFK was unique because we had sellouts. This is a unique city. That RFK was sold out before the team ever won. Okay? The team lost for a number of years and it was still sold out. It was sold out right shortly after I think it was built. And it didn't have a winning season until 69. It had been sold out for a number of years. So, which is kind of unique, to say the least. So, you have that there. I think the next stadium will be smaller. I think you're always going to have some element of the opposing fans just because of the way they sell tickets now. Okay? But that doesn't mean you can't keep building and building and building the number of fans that you have in the stadium. That's bound to happen. So, especially with a new stadium.
Charlie, kind of flipping the script, can you kind of talk about the Dan Campbell effect in Detroit? And, obviously they haven't had a lot of success as a team. They haven't been to many NFC. They've never hosted an NFC championship game. They went to the NFC championship game last year and San Francisco blew a 17-point halftime lead. But obviously Campbell and that staff, they've completely flipped the script, and it's kind of shocking if you think about it.
Everyone always thought the Fords were good owners with patience, okay,
right,
and would give you what to win. So it starts with ownership.
Mm-hmm.
They have winning ownership, okay? Everybody thought they had. Campbell's a unique guy. He was not a coordinator, but he was an interim head coach. He's a natural leader, okay? But guys that like that, the best thing he did, okay, we know he's a leader and a dynamic guy and stuff like that, and that's huge. I mean, people follow this guy, his staff, okay? Ben Johnson is an elite coordinator, elite, okay? Mm-hmm. Aaron Glenn, elite defensive coordinator, okay? He got Aaron to come there, okay? Now, Ben kind of just snuck in. Ben was out of a job, and he was a G8 type guy, and, he was greatness waiting to happen, and Dan saw it and made him the offensive coordinator. So now he's going to have to probably replace both of them, so we'll see how he does there. But this is a guy who hired great coordinators, okay, and let him coach. And they made a hell of a deal. You see, if they had Stafford, Stafford didn't want to stay, see.
Mm-hmm.
Stafford's still a good quarterback, okay?
Yeah.
If they had Stafford, the record probably wouldn't be any different. But he didn't want to play there anymore. So they got Goff, and Ben Johnson resurrected Goff. Just like down in Tampa, Mayfield's been resurrected. And I think I believe in Mayfield. I kind of believe in golf. I'm not sure I believe in Darnold. So that was huge for him. Okay, and then they've drafted well. They hired a guy named John Dorsey, who was a fantastic talent guy. Didn't quite work out as a general manager, but he helped build Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
So he's kind of in the background there. But I know this guy's a winner. They did a lot of good things in addition to hiring Campbell. Okay, so the coordinators are really great, and that's something that you got to give them a lot of credit for.
So back to the Commanders and Quinn, he hires Cliff Kingsbury as coordinator. What do you think happens with Cliff? Apparently, a couple teams are interested in him.
Well, I saw that he took himself out to the end of the playoffs. Now, of course, that could be, you know, Sunday if they lose. So that may not be a big deterrent to him. But if they win, I think it'll pass him by. Okay? He's done a terrific job there as the coordinator. There's questions that'll have to be answered as a head coach because that's a different position. But I think he's got himself back into the interview stage, which is huge. And I think that he will have interviews again next year. And just see what happens. So,
how does his performance change then if we lose Cliff? I've argued that Jaden's so special, you know, and I'm not going to say any coordinator could be successful with him, but I mean, a lot of guys, they've seen the blueprint. You kind of know what to do. I don't know. Is that crazy?
No, I think you have a good point. Other coordinators could be successful with him too, but the point is Kingsbury has done it.
Yeah.
It was interesting. Somebody told me, he says, wait, Jaden's going to have a much better rookie year than Caleb Williams. I said, why? Because they're going to put in a college offense and he's going to go right away. They're going to put in a pro offense and Williams is going to struggle. Okay. And that's exactly what we've seen. Now, we don't know what the next chapter is going to be when you get to next year and there's a new coordinator and a new head coach in Chicago. And we see what his develop is versus Jaden. Mm-hmm. Will people catch up with what Washington is doing the second year around? That's the question defensive coordinators feel is going to happen. We don't know that's going to happen because this guy's special at quarterback now, okay? So his passing ability is what, to me, is what is really jumps out.
What do you please talk about that, because I got a producer over here. He doesn't want to talk about it anymore because he's lost friends over it, but that he's doesn't think he's special yet, needs to see more. What are you seeing that makes him special?
You got to see more. Now, you know, we're all excited about, one season, okay? Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, in that season,
yeah,
what I've seen, this is off television, which is dangerous because I can't tell about reading defense.
Fair.
I see a guy that can make all the throws.
Thank you.
He's accurate.
Thank you.
Okay, makes throws under pressure.
Thank you.
Okay? Seems to read the field well, though it's a little bit easier with the spread offense, okay? So I'm seeing those things, okay? But, you know, RG3 in his unique way with that offense was special the first year, okay? And then he got hurt. And then he wanted to be a drop-back quarterback. He didn't want to run the same offense.
I know.
So, and then, you know, it went downhill from there. So, you know, time will be the test. But you see the parts.
Here's the argument I've made. And Drab is upset at me because now everyone's going to, you know, attack him. Don't attack him. Just let me attack him. I'm great at that. Robert's toolbox, not nearly as great as Jaden's. He just has more. He's more in his toolbox.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, thank you.
He's a better natural passer, more accurate.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And he reads the field better. Robert couldn't read the field the way he did, for whatever reason. It's hard.
No, you know, those. You're right. All of those things, this guy's ahead of him.
Yes.
That's why when I look at this guy, this guy's a quarterback.
Right.
Okay.
Charlie, I've said this.
He's not just a
runner. Is this true? I've said this, and I think Jay Gruden agreed with me. I think playing quarterback professional at an elite level is the hardest job in the world. You'll find more brain surgeons. You'll find more guys that can launch rockets. It's the hardest job in the world.
Maybe DJ might be harder.
Besides being a successful morning show host.
For almost 30 years, Charlie, you know that.
Yeah.
Hey, that's unbelievable.
Yes,
thank you.
Correct.
I'll tell you what's harder, betting on sports successfully.
Hey, Charlie, real quick, got just a minute left. I'm curious your take about the Sunday night game. Who faces more pressure, Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson?
You mean to win?
Yeah. In your opinion?
It's the same. They both haven't done it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I mean, people will say, well, it's Lamar Jackson. He's been MVP of the league, and he hasn't done it. There's a difference in Lamar has developed as a quarterback in reading defenses. Todd Monken's done a fabulous job up there with him. Okay? So I've seen him grow in what he's doing as a passer. Okay? Josh Allen, I don't know that he's grown because he got pretty good fast early. So I don't think either one has anything to prove, really. To be honest with you, they're star quarterbacks. Okay, they're star quarterbacks that never won a Super Bowl. Dan Marino, Dan Fouts, okay? So you still take them if you're building a team. So, and both of these guys you take if you're building a team.
Mm-hmm. Charlie, it's always great just hearing your voice.
Hey, well, hey, thanks for having me on. It's always great to be with you. And I know, like I said, Saturday night might be bigger than the inauguration.
Oh, there's no might. There's no might. It is.
I'm with you.
In our world, it definitely
way
I'm
bigger.
With
you.
Hey, thank you, Charlie. Be safe. We'll get you on again soon.
All right, good enough. See you guys.
Thank you, buddy.
Three-time Super Bowl champion, former GM of the Washington Redskins. That was Charlie Casserly joining us on a Football Friday.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan. Remember, you can join 106.7 The Fan for the Burgundy and Gold pregame show. It starts tomorrow at 6 at Honor Brewing Company in Sterling. Going to get you hyped up for the game. Honor Brewing is located at 42604 Trade West Drive. So we'll get you fired up for the game tomorrow for the Burgundy and Gold pregame show. And right now, we want to get you fired up. It's Football Friday, playoff game tomorrow night. Most Commanders fans online, at Junks Radio, and on Instagram, Sports Junkies Radio, believe the Commanders win. Give us the game script. How does it happen? Cakes was listening to Kevin Sheehan,
yesterday,
one of our colleagues.
Correct.
And he gave you a script where it was a super high-scoring first half.
He was giving, like, drive-by-drive specifics. Who was catching touchdowns? Who was intercepting balls? Like, he had the whole thing.
Did he have Jaden throwing any picks?
I mean, he had Jaden, like, going off because he had the Commanders winning 38-34 full-blown shootout. Shootout, Detroit style.
I just think that the game is going to be similar to last week. Maybe not that low scoring. 23 was it 23-20 last week?
Yeah.
I just think that Washington has to bleed clock and have those you know, 8, 9, 10, 12, 15 play drives like they did. That's just how I believe it has to happen.
I think this is going to be a game where Jaden could run for like between 80 and 100 yards.
Play the music. Come on, Kicks. Play the music. I've got to feel it.
They realize that's a huge blueprint for them, and Detroit's not very good at stopping rushing quarterbacks. You have a premier rushing quarterback in Jaden Daniels. And you also have a running back who's struggling at about 3 yards per carry over the last five games of B-Rob. Like, lean into what you do well. Like, it's Jaden Daniels.
How do they do it? 800-636-1067. Want to hear from you Commanders fans that are predicting a Commanders win. Tell us how it happens. I agree with you, Jason. If it's going to happen, they're going to probably have to do either what they did there or... I mean, I guess I give them two different ways. Or I've been saying it's got to be like the Eagles game. And I know Jalen Hurts went down, but they didn't punt in that game. Mm-hmm. They put up 36 points in that game. So it's similar to the Kevin Sheehan script.
Mm-hmm.
And they just outscored them. I don't think you're going to shut down the Lions by any means.
The only way you're going to outscore them, though, is you got to make stops. Either via turnover or... big tackles, and you got to leave them with like 4th and 8.
Like, if not 4th and 2s.
Yeah, I mean, you got to play 4 downs.
Yeah.
And it's actually terrifying when you think about it. So, probably, to be honest with you, you're probably going to need turnovers.
But the Lions have to do the same thing.
You know what? Commanders. I might make that bet.
The Lions have to do the same thing with the Commanders. They're going to play with 4 downs too.
I agree. I'm not worried about us.
Yeah.
But we're going to score. But they've proven to be a little bit better at scoring, right? So let's just be honest. We're going to score, and I love our offense. But, you know, they score 4 points more per game than we do.
Yeah, almost it's 5.
Actually, that's actually a fairly significant difference. I was thinking back and to the last game where it was like a 1-point difference.
And obviously at home, indoors, they score a ton.
Yeah. Now, we should be good indoors, too.
Yeah.
That helps us, too. You know? Maybe that's a great equalizer because we play half our games outside in the terrible weather.
I just don't think if it goes over the total, I don't think it helps Washington. I think it's got to go under
the total. I think it's hard to keep up with them because they just score more.
Yeah.
And I just don't have – at least they have a dominant run-stopping defense, relatively speaking. We don't have a dominant anything on defense.
Correct.
Jason, they average 35.3 points per game at home.
Yeah, it's nuts. I mean, that's a crazy number.
I'm most worried for Washington.
I mean, if they get to 35, I'm sorry. They're not losing.
I'm most worried for Washington stopping Jahmyr Gibbs and just the speed that they have. So Gibbs is fast. And then, you know, Cakes brought up Amon-Ra before. Maybe he's not the fastest guy in a straight line, but he's shifty. And Jameson Williams is a burner.
Here's what you can't let happen.
I don't know how they stop that.
Gibbs over the last three is averaging 5.7 yards per carry and 162 total yards per game, rushing and receiving. You need to keep that number, that total number for him, to like 110 or 115.
How does this defense do that? They haven't done it all year.
I don't have the answer.
It'd be an outlier. Like, I agree with EB. I guess you got to force some turnovers. Looking back on that Eagles game, they actually forced 4 punts, but it was Kenny Pickett in a quarterback.
Yeah, it doesn't count. Listen, most games, if we ever force a punt, it's a huge win for us.
Right.
In fact, if you hold them to a field goal, it's a huge win. Huge win.
Well, that's how they won the game last week because Baker botched the snap and they set up for a field goal.
Yeah. And you're not going to get a turnover. You got to at least hold them to a field goal. But the thing is, they're not going to take a field goal unless it's like 4th and 20.
And their guy,
you got to defend the whole field.
Their guy can bang them from deep.
Yeah.
Bates. He's got a big leg.
He's got a big leg, yeah.
All right,
let's hit the phones.
All right, let's go to good Don in Ashburn. Don, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, you guys should get that soundbite from the other guys where Will Ferrell says, "Lion tastes good, let's go get some more lion."
Mm-hmm.
That's classic. But no, I think they need to ball control, man. They got to run the ball, and they've got to those short passes out of the backfield. And then I think if they can really pressure Goff, we've never seen this defense really dial up like the pressure. You know, we get it every now and then from the linemen, but I want to see them just like fluster Goff and just get at him from the get-go and just be relentless there. And I think that, you know, causing some turnovers and controlling the ball, I think that can lead to a good win.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point about pressuring Goff. He, in back-to-back games, he was sacked twice. I mean, they won both of those games. But in the last three, he's been sacked twice, one time against the Bears. So they've been good about protecting him.
Yeah.
He wasn't very good in the game against the Vikings, but he didn't have to be because Gibbs scored four touchdowns.
Yeah.
Like, he threw two picks in that game.
That seems to be where he makes some of his mistakes, and you get him into those, you know, I mean, five interceptions is not something that's likely to happen, but if you can get them off rhythm just a little bit, it just seems like kind of like that old Rams team, like where the Patriots just kind of went at him in that Super Bowl. They were kind of a finesse team, and they just kind of knocked them off their game, and I don't know if it's possible, but I feel like they got to really put the pressure on Goff.
Yeah. No, right, thank you, Donnie.
That's for definitely sure. Important.
Tastes good.
All right. Yeah, that's right. I like it. Thank you, buddy.
By the way, one of their starting guards, Kevin Zeitler, is out with a hamstring injury.
Yeah.
Advantage Commanders.
They thought he might get back, but no, he's not going to be there. So that's
a positive.
Big. He's
positive
good.
For the guys in the burgundy and gold.
We need all the positives we can get, Case.
Yeah, we need all the help.
All right, let's go to Marcus in Brandywine. Marcus, what's up?
What's going on, guys?
Hey Marcus. Bud, what do you say?
How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. I've said it once. I'll say it again. Our defense is what it is. I think this game, like you guys said, be a high-scoring game. You get maybe 7 to 9 drives a game. If the defense can come up with maybe 2 to 3 stops, and I really feel like they're good for 2 to 3 good stops in crunch time, that'll be the difference in this game. Even if that stop is making them score a field goal instead of a touchdown. And I think that's the way we win this game. It'll be high scoring. Both offenses are elite. Both defenses are shaky. So I just feel like if we can, it'll come down to those 2 to 3 stops. I mean, and really on either side, on our side and on Detroit's side, whoever can come up with those 2 to 3 key stops, I think will win this game. But my heart is with the burgundy and gold, as always. Appreciate you guys.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. All right, let's go to Shane in Switzerland, Cakes. Switzerland checking in.
Wow. A long way away. That's pretty
Switzerland.
Far.
Play the music, Cakes. Let's get fired up. Shane.
Hey, play some yodeling in the background for this guy.
Hey, what's up, John?
Now, they may be neutral. Isn't Swiss a neutral country?
They are neutral, but I don't think the Shane dog is neutral.
Hey, let me
call.
Tell you something. There's no neutral over here. We're all Commander fans over here.
All right. What's up,
Even
man?
Even with the bird and gold, baby, all the way.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, first of all, our secondary's got to step up. Our secondary's been question mark all year. Lattimore, this trade's not looking, in my opinion, the way it's supposed to pan out for us. He's looked bad out there. I call it what it is.
I agree with you. I mean, everybody agrees.
Did everything he wanted to do. We got to stop the run. You know Detroit Lions will come in and run the football, which we've not done that, but you got to bring up pressure. I do think we win 24-21 in the last second, and Daniel's going to come down and do his thing. But, you know, look, here's the thing. We weren't supposed to have 12 wins this year, and look what we're doing right now. So we're back. I hate to say it, but the Commanders are back. I hate that name, by the way. Don't get me started on that. But yeah. Go Commanders, but you got to stop the run, and the secondary has got to step up. I don't know how they're going to play the man coverage if they do, but we got to do something.
What brought you to Switzerland, by the way?
My home. I have a house out here.
He just likes to travel.
I just like to travel.
Winter home? Usually winter homes are someplace warm.
What's the temperature right now?
It's about 42 degrees, 40 degrees.
Oh, it's balmy in Switzerland.
But it's almost like 230. Yeah. We're getting ready to go to the top of Europe and do our thing at the top of the Europe. And then from there, we're going to head on to Evian. That's the Italy side of it, too. That's where you drink that.
He's the biggest podunk in all of Switzerland.
I know. What did you do for a living?
I used to build data centers, but I'm retired now.
He just killed it.
No way.
He retired where his bank account
did
was.
You build them in Ashburn, Virginia? Because they're all over there.
I built them in Ashburn. Yeah. My last one was going to be in Prince William, but, of course, all the Karens out there had to come up and do protests. But here's what they don't realize.
He's got to get political.
That's not really political.
What they want is because of data centers. That's all.
He's the only guy in Switzerland said we wasn't expected to do anything.
I would think building data centers would be pretty easy. Aren't they just big rectangles?
Shane might be the only person in Zurich who has a barbed wire tattoo.
I'm in Bern. I'm in Bern. Zurich is beautiful, but I'm in Bern right now. It's what they call it. They got a big
who knew Shane's so worldly?
I know.
All right, man.
I mean, I haven't even been to Europe. He has a freaking house in Switzerland.
Bern.
Just because he threw up some big, gigantic buildings in Ashburn.
All right, let's see.
Those guys are doing everything else.
Still banging out calls?
800-636.
Oh, I believe it. I've seen them.
1067 is the number. We'll come back, take more of your calls. You can hit us up on the MGM National Harbor listener lines.
Play it!
How do the Commanders pull off the upset in Detroit tomorrow night? Your call's next at 800-636-1067.
Remember, you can join 106.7 The Fan for the Burgundy and Gold pregame show tomorrow starting at 6 p.m. at Honor Brewing Company in Sterling. We'll get you hyped for Commanders at Lions. That's Honor Brewing Company in Sterling. The address is 42604 Trade West Drive. So come on out, hang out. Get ready for Lions Commanders tomorrow night at 8 p.m. We'll continue to take your calls at 800-636-1067.
Getting a great response. People are just jacked up for
this. People are ready. You can give us a call on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. How do the Commanders pull off the big upset? What is the blueprint for them to go in to Ford Field, hostile territory, and get a road win to advance to the NFC title game? I feel like I'm in just a bizarro alternate universe.
To say that,
talking about a team with a rookie quarterback having a shot at advancing to the NFC Championship game. But here we are. This is where we are in the season. So wrap your arms around it.
It's a real thing, Cakes.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
All right, let's go to Dave in Indian Head. Dave, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Jason, how's that probability over possibility thing going, buddy? I told you before. I'll tell you again. We headed to the big game, baby.
I know. I questioned you when you said it. I get it.
What do we got to do to prepare for them? It's what do they got to do to prepare for Jaden? We got one of them won.
I like that phrase, actually.
Analysts all over the country are saying they've never seen this before from a rookie quarterback, and I agree.
Right.
Nobody's ever seen a guy like this, man, in his rookie year. And it's not just that, man. He's one of those guys like Patrick Mahomes back in the day, Tom Brady. I want to even say Russell Wilson. You do not want to see these guys with the ball at the end of the game, period. So we get Luvu. I want to see a big game from Luvu and Fowler. We get them to give some pressure and get Jaden the ball back.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we got to do, man. We got that ball at the end of the game. It's our game. I got Commanders 34-38.
Or 38-34.
You can't say it that way. You can 38-34. There you have it.
All right.
My bad.
It's all good.
It's early,
man. I know. I understand.
Yeah.
You got a little ahead of yourself. Yeah. All right.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Dave.
That guy had the receipt.
Go Commanders. Who are we? Commanders. Left hand up, baby.
Put your left hand up, Jason. Come on. Put your left hand up.
I'll let you do that.
Hey,
I don't want to jinx him.
You're going to become a fan.
I don't want to jinx him, Dave.
You're going to be a fan. That's what I want you to do.
Okay. All right.
You see how
I am a fan this week. I am.
The community wants you to be a fan.
Yeah, but he wants you to be a full-time
fan. It's hard to do that.
Yeah. Why?
Because you can't just flip-flop and just become a fan of a team.
Can't just break up with
when you weren't a fan of that team for 54 years.
No. We're taking all flip-floppers. We're taking all the people to left.
See, he's the perfect Commanders fan. He's not all snooty. Like, how dare you come to the party late?
Come on back.
There you go.
Come
see?
On back.
I did it. I did it with the
Orioles.
I gave up on the Cubs.
Well,
then I gave up on the Orioles.
Yeah.
And I just adopted a Nats.
Look, I started rooting for the Raiders as a kid because I think I liked their logo on my bed sheets as a kid. Mm. That's a stupid reason to root for an NFL team, but I held on to it for 20-plus years. But you know what I did? I grew up, and I broke up with the Raiders. Broke up with them. I kicked them to the curb. I said, bye-bye, goodbye.
Okay, but you're not a fan of any team now.
Kind of getting into
He's
the Commanders. I'm getting swayed. I'm getting swept up in Jaden mania.
Hey, Cakes, you can be an official Commanders fan if you finish the rest of the show with your left hand in the air.
I can't hold my left hand up for an hour and 12 minutes.
Hold it up
minutes.
For the, an hour and 10 minutes.
He couldn't do it.
I mean, I can't. You think I can? Who am I, Lou Ferrigno?
You can't hold your hand. You can rest it on top of your head.
Yeah, you know what, Lexi? Really you hard. Hold your left hand up for an hour plus. See what happens.
Isn't there a guy in India who's been holding his arm up for 50 years?
Maybe.
I believe there is.
Was he a Commanders fan? Yeah.
Why? Commanders fan. Daniels? Some sort of protest.
Dude, I've been holding mine up for about 30.
This guy's still on the line? I love him. But
I love Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
All right, thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks, guys. Let us know.
All right, love you, man. Thank you, buddy. All right, let's go. Let me see here. Let's go to Peter, North Carolina. Peter, what's up? Phones are hopping. Play the music, Cakes. Let's go.
Hey, guys.
Hey, I might be on a T-shirt before you know it.
Yeah.
Every morning, listen to your show every morning. You guys are great. I love to hear about your family. Listen,
Thank you. No mistakes.
All three phases of the game, and unleash the quarterback. Let him do what he wants. Run. He's got to unleash the man, and I think they could do that. And one other thing.
Sounds like
I think they
let Jaden cook. Sounds a lot like
that. Yeah, maybe. Oh, yeah, let him cook. Listen, right. And Detroit's been off for 2 weeks. They're going to be a little rusty the first and second quarter. That's the time we got to nail it and get some points. I think that's crucial. And you know what? Their defense is just as bad as ours. And I don't even think ours is that bad. We're underrated. We're good in the red zone. We stop every two-point play this year. Nobody's gotten any 2 points on us, so that helps. I think we can win this game 31-25. It's going to be a lower scoring game than everybody thinks.
Still an over. Just got to the over.
Yeah, just got by half.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
All right, thanks, Peter. Yeah. Appreciate you listening in North Carolina.
Hey, Peter, what part of Carolina are you in?
I'm in Wilmington.
Oh,
I grew
wow.
up in D.C. I've been here 33 years, but I've been a Commanders fan since 1963.
Hey, Jason might be your neighbor before you know it. He might be moving in. Hey,
it's great, and it's a lot less expensive here.
Well, that's, of course.
Right? 10 minutes from the beach, 10 minutes from the hospital, 10 minutes from the airport.
I know. I've been there.
10 minutes from the hospital is big when, when you're getting older.
Definitely. That's one thing I was thinking about a mile and a half from the hospital.
I kind of like the Oak Island area, by the way, Southport.
Beautiful. Beautiful there. Yeah. Beautiful. I have family lives in Oak Island. They love it.
Yeah, it's a good spot.
Good
All right.
There.
Thanks for calling, brother.
Thanks, Peter.
All right, brothers. Love you guys.
All right. Love you too, man. Look at it. It's bringing love in the air, Cakes. People are like loving on us today.
It's not a bad thing.
I like
it. We encourage that.
Let's go to Mike in Baltimore, where, by the way, Valdez is bragging about his city over there. They're throwing a big party, and he's upset with us that we don't have a big party going on over here. I can't hear you.
You're what?
Is your mic dead?
Your mic just went dead.
Yeah.
Deadski.
You know, you start talking about the Ravens, your mic just goes dead.
Right.
Use that.
The mics don't like the Ravens either.
What a not. Joke, right? Your big moment.
You're sabotaging me right
you're
now.
Saboteur yeah. amongst us.
Yeah, I'm party planning in my head for when the Commanders win for the NFC Championship game.
See, he's a big
game.
Planner. He's world's biggest
I'm
planner.
I'm trying to put something together for everybody to have a huge send-off. For
All right.
the Commanders to go to Philly
All right.
or L.A.
All right.
Well, come out to Grand Danny today. They have a pep rally
yeah.
In Manassas.
I'm trying
right.
to
Uptown
I'm trying
Alley.
To... All right.
And I'm trying to get us
yeah.
organized.
Bickle's going. He's going to go to that. He's going to cancel his Raleigh trip.
I got so much going on today.
Get people some morning beers ready to go.
Mm. All right. What do you have to say, Mike?
Good morning, Ricky. Listen, the energy... The energy is alive and well right now.
Right.
It's up in the air. You could feel it. You could smell it. I live in Federal Hill. I live in Fed Hill, Baltimore.
Right.
And all I get to do is listen to the hurting Ravens. Well, respect to them. They have something to cheer for. They have Lamar.
Right.
But finally, me being 29, I finally have something to cheer for.
Right.
And that's Jaden Daniels.
Right.
That is Jaden Daniels. Look, the football gods are finally on our side. We finally have something to root for.
Yes.
Something to
yes.
be happy for. And the spirit is alive and well, fellas. We got to keep it that way. We up. There's like nothing. We're playing with house money.
Yep.
Right.
People don't understand
that. That is true.
So let me ask you something. Do you just have blind faith are you realistic and know that this could go either way? Or are you just like, there's no chance, you know we're winning this?
I just know we're winning it. It's like I'm in the moment. This is the most success I've ever seen in my life as a Washington fan. So I'm riding the high until it dies. So I'm all in.
All right, wave that Commanders flag. Run. Is it Mothers? Is the hot spot in Federal Hill?
Is that still there?
I don't know.
Yeah, purple. They got a. It's called Purple Patio.
Okay.
It's closing down. I think it's closing down soon.
Oh.
I think it just closed down like last. the January 19th is closing.
Pepper. Go to Stalking Horse.
Every game.
Pepper.
Hey, man, listen. But the energy in Baltimore is cool, though, when it comes to football. Because I go out there every game day. I got my Philly Redskins jersey on. But it's crazy.
The Ravens flock just overwhelms them.
Yeah. Don't run any. Don't run any coked out frat boys on the street. They'll punch you.
Nah. Oh yeah. They always
better look out.
They call them stragglers. It's hurting. But other than that, it's like a bunch of people will come up to me, Raven fans. They were like, you know, I used to be a Redskins fan, but you know, now Lamar Jackson. I'm like, okay, so I get it, Dan Snyder. I get it. But now they could come back home and have something to really cheer for.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. You got your guy to root for in Jaden Daniels. Thank you for the call. Calling from the belly of the Ravens beast in Baltimore.
Mm.
We appreciate that.
No shaky voice this time.
Hey, real quick, go to Doug. I want to hear his biggest concern.
Okay,
do we have time? When we come back.
Scott Abraham.
All right, we'll stay on hold, guys. We'll get to your
questions. All right, when we come back, Scott Abraham, anchor and sports director for ABC7, will join us as we get prepared for the Lions Commanders game tomorrow night at 8 o'clock from Detroit.